Two plus-sized models claim discrimination after Los Angeles nightclub refuses entry. By Paul Bois on November 14, 2022. Two plus-sized models have claimed they were discriminated against after they were denied entry into a Los Angeles nightclub. Models Alexa J and Ella Halicas both claimed in a TikTok video that they were turned away upon their visit to the Highlight Room in Los Angeles last week to celebrate a friend's birthday. According to the pair, the discrimination was real. Jay said she first spotted Halicas, a friend and fellow plus-size model, while standing in line with others who were also invited to the party, and as their group got closer to the entrance, the women say everyone was allowed in, except them, reported CNN. The models claim that the club bouncer looked them both up and down before saying, "Not tonight." To get ready and get dressed up and feel so vulnerable that a man is now objectifying you at the door to see if you're worth of coming in and having a drink or not, is the worst feeling ever, Ella Halicas said. Halicas called the incident a blatant discrimination against our size. "In that moment it hurt because we have such a great following online," said Halicas. "I have almost 600,000 followers on TikTok, but the second this happens in real life, everyone is silent. No one wants to stand up for you." The models both claimed that they have experienced discrimination of this type before, which motivated them to speak out online, also taking to Instagram to make their point. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Gabrielle Athena Halicas, at Hella Halicas. "It doesn't matter your race, your size, your sexual orientation. If you have acne, if you are pretty, if you are ugly, it does not matter," Alexa J said. After the model's video went viral, Tao Hospitality Group, the parent company of the Highlight Room, said that they reached out to the two women after learning of their experience. "We are always appreciative of feedback on our operations and continue to work on how to improve our guest experience. Our company does not tolerate discrimination of any kind," the company said. The general manager of the club has also offered to talk with them in person.